For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team, their senior captain, Christine Grenier. And first of all, congratulations on another road win in the WCHA. It's hard to get road wins in the league, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really hard to get wins in this league. But we've been fortunate this year, just giving it our all, and things have gone our way with hard work.
Olympic size ice was a bit of a struggle to get used to there. That first period, a little shaky. Obviously, St. Cloud's used to it. They score first. You guys answered back. How long did it take to get used to that big sheet?
We did. It took a couple shifts just to get used to it. It was a bit different, but as soon as we got our legs moving, pucks started bouncing our way a little bit more.
You guys have such great team speed. Obviously, up and down the ice, it was a fast-paced hockey game. Did it feel that fast for you?
It was a good pace. It was good speed. We utilized a big ice surface, I think, and that helped a lot, especially for our team.
Your line had a great game. Talk about the chemistry between you three.
We've been working it all season. I feel like this game had just popped in for us. We were fortunate. All the other lines were playing great, too, though we were building momentum off them, too.
You had 3 assists tonight, second most assists in a road game in program history. It's nice to be in the record books, isn't it?
It's nice to get the W, actually.
Who cares about the stats, right? Your team on the special teams this year has been so solid. Penalty kill, again, 100%. You guys haven't allowed a power play goal since the Minnesota series, which is over a month ago. What's been the key to your success?
You know, we practice our power play and our penalty kill a lot, and our goal is always just to be better than they are for special teams. So we just thrive on blocking shots and getting that puck out, and that's what we do. We go out there as hard as we can.
Speaking of blocking shots, even a Bilich and the rest of your team, actually, lots of block shots. When I interviewed her, I mentioned how many bruises. She says she doesn't feel them. Do you guys ever feel any of them?
Not when we're putting W's on the score sheet, that's for sure.
It's all about the W.
It is, actually. Yeah, the 3 points.
There were so many great things that happened during the hockey game. Obviously, after you scored that first goal, your team just kept putting them in.
Yeah.
4 unanswered goals. Talk about the chemistry that this team has.
Well, we have a great freshman group that came in, and they helped build the chemistry so much this year. And just everyone's getting so along so well off the ice, and it's just contributing to on the ice.
I asked Alex Satrowski during one of the intermissions Friday night about coach's pregame speech on the bus. That's something I haven't seen before either. He's quite the motivator, isn't he?
Yeah, coach is number one contributor to our success, I think, this year. He just makes us want to play for him and makes us want to go out there and play as hard as we can and do everything that we can to make the game go our way.
You guys are ranked number 9 in one poll, number 10 in the other. Do you guys even pay attention to that?
It's nice to see our name in the polls and stuff, and we're getting recognized for what we're doing on the ice. But, I mean, we're just going out there to win every single game, going out there to win the Friday game and then wrap it up with the Saturday game.
What's it been like being the captain of the squad and having your 2 assistant captains, Steph Anderson and Alex Satrowski?
Oh, it's been really easy, actually. This team is awesome. It doesn't feel like I'm a captain. It just feels like everyone's just part of the team.
It was announced tonight that Stephanie Anderson is part of the U.S. National Women's Training Camp team.
Yeah.
What's that like to have a player on your team like that?
It's really awesome. We're really pumped for her and wish her well through Christmas break.
Brittany Mowat's played outstanding this season. Actually, both your goaltenders have had great seasons so far, but Britt has definitely held on to the position here. 28 saves tonight for Britt. How much confidence does she give you back there?
She's unreal. I mean, when we're giving up 3-on-1s and 2-on-1s and she's keeping us in the game like she did tonight, there's nothing else we could want more from her.
What's it going to take to beat St. Cloud?
It's going to take us coming out strong tomorrow and not letting them score first, and we're just going to keep pounding the goals in.
Nice getting a break from school. Obviously, this is finals week leading up. How fun is it going to be to play hockey without having to worry about school?
It's going to be awesome, actually. We're going to get a couple days just to focus on hockey so we can get focused for Ohio State and then hopefully go home on a good note.
Good luck to you, Christine. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.